All right, guys, welcome to Talking About Billy. It's a podcast where basically every story that you've ever wanted to tell but couldn't because you're afraid to hurt the person's feelings, well, now you can tell it by using the name Billy. So every story is about Billy from henceforth. I got my buddy James Ponce. He's my roommate.
I like this idea.
Let's see if it works.
I like the fact that you wouldn't tell Billy, quote unquote Billy. Like, you always have to look around because you don't want to say.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Well, Jason, I mean, and he's right behind you.
But that's, there's those moments when you want to tell that one story and you're like, look, I want to tell you this story. I just can't tell you who it is.
Yeah, and at the time, like, who, and you go crazy thinking about it. What if your Billy's like, all right, man, like, your story's, okay, so I'm with Billy in Air Force One. And him and,
He's taking a phone call from the UN.
Is Billy the president?
Oh, you know what's so funny? People could be like, no, Obama's a president, motherfucker. I'm talking about the guy that was in Air Force One taking a call from the UN named Billy. That's who I'm talking about.
Could have been a pilot. Could have been anything. Could you confess in a Billy story? So I shot Billy.
You can, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could actually.
The basic thing is this. Billy can be an actual person.
Nice.
It could be a stranger that cuts you off in traffic. Which makes it even funnier if you're like, yeah, you know, I was in line at KFC and Billy walked in, and you know how Billy is with their loud, obnoxious. You could even be
Billy talking through the movie.
Yeah, Billy. Billy just keeps talking through the movie.
Oh, Billy hates tipping.
You know, so yeah, so it's always Billy.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, right, yeah. Cool. You know, Billy owns those shops and is always like, "You buy now." You know, that's.
You're gonna start a new
damn
word.
Billy.
You're gonna get a new word banned. So you're gonna do the first one.
I'm gonna do the first one to see if people
now,
give
you
a
want
shit.
Me to talk, not just listen.
You can listen to the story. I think you may have heard this one.
Okay.
May actually know who the real person is, but from this point on, these listeners know him as Billy.
Okay. Perfect.
When I first started comedy, I was lucky to go on the road with quite a few comedians. Now Billy said, hey, Nick, let's go to Corpus Christi. First time I was ever in Corpus Christi, it was at this place. I forgot what it was called. It was like Piggy Pies or something like that. And it was, we performed on top of a bar, right? And Billy was like, hey, you know, we're going to save money on gas by letting my girlfriend drive us down. We're going to go in her car. We're going to go down to Corpus. We'll spend the day there, do the gig, make the money, come back, right? So we did. We went down there. Gig was great. You know, I ended up, like, just hitting on a chick and kind of kissing her at the end of the night, right? So I went off with her and her friends. And Billy and his girlfriend went off to go drink in the town. First time I've ever been in Corpus. So Corpus, now to me, I realize is a tiny city. But back then I was like, whoa. Like, have you ever gone to a new city? First, you're like, wow, this is huge.
People don't know Corpus.
Yeah.
But there's refineries when you first drive in. It looks like a Mad Max movie. But at night, it looks like the Emerald City.
Yeah.
And there's like fire. Like, oh my God.
Whoa. You're like, amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. And there's a big old bridge and warships. You're like, oh, Corpus. And now I realize that it was just four streets down. I remember getting lost downtown.
Oh,
and it's really just four main streets. But I was like, oh, I don't know where I'm at. Where the hell did Billy go? Like, I didn't know where Billy was. Literally, he was two blocks from the hotel. Now I went off with this chick and her friends, who, you know, they took me to the beach at night, and I didn't know where it was. I don't know where we're going, so they drove me off. I had no clue where I was going, and I had like a little goatee, and I thought I was cool with it, so I rubbed it on the chick's face because it felt good. 3 a.m. in the morning, right? First text I get from I check my phone. Billy texted me. Nick, call me as soon as you can. And I'm like, all right. So I call. No answer. My phone dies. I'm like, shit. I don't know what's up with Billy. It's 3 a.m. I missed this text because I was rubbing my chin hair on this girl on her face, right? And so I was like, dude, you guys got to take me back to the hotel. Something happened. I went back to the hotel, right? I get to my room, everything's fine, and I knock on Billy's room. Billy opens the door, and everything in the hotel room is trashed. Everything. And when I'm saying everything, everything is trashed. The mirror that was hanging on the door, broken, right? The TV dropped. Dropped on the floor to the point where, like, it was one of those big TVs where if you dropped it enough, the color changed on the like TV forever. One. Yeah, like
the square one.
Yeah, like now there was a big purple spot in the TV, right? Nice. The pictures that were just screwed onto the wall ripped, right? Yeah, like you had to rip those things off. The ironing board bent in half.
Dang.
Billy was in his wife beater and his boxer shorts, right? And I'm like, bro, what happened? He's like, I don't know, man. And this is a story he gave me. He's like, I don't know. I came back. Okay, I was out, all right, me and my chick, and we went to this bar. And she kept having some dude around her, one of her friends, and he, like, kept getting touchy-feely on her. And I was getting upset, you know, and they went off to a bathroom. They probably did some cocaine or something. And they come back, and she's mad at me for getting upset, right? And so I'm just pissed off, and I'm like, well, fine, then leave. And she leaves, and I stay at the bar drinking, and she takes off with him to the hotel room, you know, and she's like, fuck you, motherfucker, you know, and pissed off. I forget that she has a key, and so she goes back to, and look at what she did. That's what he tells me,
oh,
right?
Okay.
This
right.
is what he tells me.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay. What, bro? She broke, yeah, she broke everything, man. And to top it off, she left us. And I'm like, what? Now, I was coming from Dallas to Corpus. That's where we came from, Dallas to Corpus. That's a six-hour drive, right?
Yeah.
So she left us in Corpus with no car. She went back to Dallas at 3 a.m. in the morning, right? So now we have a trashed hotel room. It's probably 3:30 in the morning.
No car.
No car. No way back to Dallas. The hotel is going to check on the room at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
We got 7 hours to figure out what the hell to do, right?
You have a lot of things to barricade the door, though. Like, you have a lot of empty, a lot of TVs.
Dude.
You have a broken couch.
Yeah, that we
board.
Could just go you and put away, like, all right, it's done.
It's stuff you can't hide or fix, man. That's funny.
It was. It was just all broken, like nothing. So I told Billy, I was like, grab your stuff, man. Come into the into my room. It hasn't been touched. And we'll just act like... like we don't know who went in there. He's like, all right, smart idea. So we grabbed everything. Now we're trying to figure out what to do. I call my ex. She's back in Dallas at my apartment, and I wake her up at 3:30 in the morning, and I'm like, hey, big favor, bring my car down to Corpus Christi and come pick us up.
Oh, man.
And you know how it is, dude. Waking up a girl for that kind of trip.
And was this your first out-of-town trip? You're saying?
This is like my first out-of-town gig. Yeah,
oh,
like, yeah,
no,
we're in Corpus. Yay! Yeah.
What you did know? You show to her? Like, babe's going to be fine.
Babe, it's
what's the worst?
Don't worry about it. I'll be
babe,
back
Billy
tomorrow.
Billy fucked up.
Yeah. Billy messed up. And that was the thing. You know, like, it never happened before. So
you know,
I was like, what?
Funny, though, not to cut you off real quick, but your exes, you're her Billy story.
I'm her Billy story. Yeah.
And then he woke me up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah,
and then
Billy woke me up at 3 and I had to drive to Corbett. That's funny. And so she had to drive down in my Ford Focus, right? No air conditioning, which is fine at 4:30 at night. Not so good at 6:30 to 9:30, which is going to be the last half of the trip, right? And So we gather everything. We put it in my thing. She says she's coming. I'm like, bro, she says she's going to make it. Hopefully by 9:30 in the morning. What time is checkout? Checkout's at 10 a.m. What time do you think they clean? Hopefully 10 a.m., right? And so I'm like, dude, okay, let's get everything together. We can't sleep. It's a semi-victory because we at least have somebody coming to pick us up. And also, I will note this. I don't think my ex had her license at this time. And
oh,
this
wow.
was her first trip,
her first big
trip driving to Corpus too, right? Me and Billy are just waiting, right? And it's 9:30 rolls, and I call her up like, how far are you? She's like, I said I'm 30. I'm like, I see the exits. I'm 30 miles from Corpus. We're like, shit. We see the maid at the end of the hallway.
Oh,
she's at
man.
The end of our hallway, slowly cleaning
bump.
Room. Yeah, dude, it's our Ferris Bueller, but with no running. We're just standing there watching her, so it's even worse. Worst action sequence ever. We're just watching her.
The worst Scooby-Doo.
Clean rooms. And so I call her, and she's like, I'm here. I'm like, okay, meet us at Whataburger. All right, she's like, okay, I'm so tired. I'm fucking exhausted. She's pissed, right? And I'm like, dude, let's get our stuff. Let's go. and we jump into the car at Whataburger. We get some food real quick. We are 15 minutes out of town, and Billy gets a phone call from the promoter that hooked us up with a gig.
Oh, no.
Hey, man, I'm getting a call from the hotel that everything's trashed, and he won't quite tell me what the guy's saying. I'm sure it's not in those nice tones, but he's like, yeah, dude, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. We left, man. I don't know. I don't know, bro. You know, I left. I'm already on the way back to Dallas. I don't know, right? And I guess he tries to explain, and somebody took my key. Somebody stole it, whatever.
The lamest story.
Right? And so we're like, okay, cool. So he's like, okay, I think I handled it, man. 15 minutes after that, we get a call back from the promoter. Hey, dude, they have your driver's license. You left your wallet here.
Oh.
Billy left his wallet in the hotel. That's the one thing that he forgot, right? And so he's like, shit. And I'm like, dude, because we were supposed to fly out to California the following week. So he needs his ID. And the promoter says, I'm not going to give you the ID until you pay for the damages.
Dang.
So he can't fly out to California. And he's begging the guy, like, hey, dude, I got gigs in California. First time, our first time coming to California for comedy, too.
Oh, that sucks.
Right? And so he needs this, and he works out a deal. Hey, man, I'll pay you half. Give me my ID, and then whatever. Okay, we'll work out a deal, right?
So that was him fessing up, Billy, pretty much.
He's like, dude, I don't know what happened. I'll pay you half.
Oh, okay.
And so the promoter said, look, man, they have cameras.
We can't even say the hotel. Can we say the Billy Inn?
The Billy Inn. The Billy Inn has cameras.
Oh, my God.
They see what happened. And we got complaints that two people were arguing in a room all night. Like, they got complaints about this. They said they see in the camera. They can't tell who it is, but they see two people coming into the hotel room, trashing it, and one of them leaving. So the footage is telling kind of a little bit of a different story. And Billy's never told me the exact story.
Wait
a minute, man. I think you trashed the hotel room, right? So he got his ID back, and I think he never paid the promoter for the damages.
No.
We were like, we never worked in Corpus together again.
We weren't allowed, both of you.
We weren't allowed at Piggy Inns, and we weren't allowed.
That's the same room that Selena got shot in. Which is weird. Did she get shot in Corpus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Billy had something to do with that.
We're not even famous. And he's like, rock and roll, let's break this hotel.
What night of comedy.
Break it down.
We drove, what is it, 6 hours?
6 hours.
6 hours for this.
Corpus Christi.
Yeah. That's horrible, man.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing in those hotels. Corpus has like two nice hotels.
Yeah.
Nice. This one, I'm guessing, wasn't the nicest.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was near the water.
Okay. All right.
Like, it's one of the main hotels that they put up. Like, oh, we're going to put the comics here.
Was there a valet in front?
I don't think there was valet in the front. No, it wasn't that nice. It was in the middle.
To where, I got you, to where you could order room service, but it's only like.
Yeah. It's only from a certain.
Yeah, certain time.
Or let's just be honest. It's the kind of hotel with a TV that you can knock on the floor and the screen messes up.
They trust you.
Or
they trust you to not bolt the TV down.
Yeah.
No one's going to break this.
No one's going to do it. It's the kind of hotel that still has a Nintendo 64 controller.
Yeah.
You want to play video games?
Yeah. Rendezvous at night.
So that was my big first road trip story, man. You know, Billy headlined. Billy was a rock star that night, man.
And you rubbed your chin on some girl.
And I rubbed my chin on some chick. Huh?
I didn't know that you were just hanging out. That's cool.
Yeah, we were just hanging out. Yeah,
I didn't
man.
Want to say anything that you had a...
I had a
someone
what?
Helped you. And you don't realize what you... I don't know if you...
Do you think God helped me?
No. A girl came down.
Oh, my ex.
And you were rubbing your chin on another girl.
Yeah, you know what? I just realized that.
You were rubbing on, man.
Yeah. She deserved it though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my ex Billy also deserved everything that she got.
You're rubbing your chin and then some. That's funny. Well, you didn't do anything.
I just rubbed my chin on her.
Yeah, big deal. That's nothing.
It's like the first blonde chick that ever was interested in me.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Can you go back to that? That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow, so that's funny.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, that's what happens on the road, bro. You know how it is.
You rub your chins
on girls. Your chins on girls, man. You girls can't get jealous.
Girl, yeah, you're going to get your...
Girl, come here. I'm going to rub my chin on your face.
Get some whiskers on your face.
Yeah.
Girl, come on. Not that kind of girl.
Well, you know,
who
that,
you think I am, Billy? Come on.
Yeah, come on, girl. You know you, Billy. It was, you know, it's so funny. Like, the blonde chick had a dude with her. Who he wasn't, like, with her. But he told me, he's like, dude, I have the hots for that girl, like, since I was a kid, and you're so lucky.
Whoa.
That you get to rub your chin hair on her.
That's funny, man.
So, basically, that's talking about Billy Episode 1, Road Trip. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you, Billy.
Yeah, thank you, Billy, for being a crazy rock star comedian on your first big road gig.